Are believers really eternally secure? There are those out there who suggest that some of Romans indicates that we're not. That's what we're going to talk about on today's exciting episode of Grace in Focus. Hi, I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. Glad that you've joined us. We are currently taking questions from listeners just like you. You can get your questions answered by sending us a message at our email, which is radio@faithalone.org. Let's go right to today's interesting discussion with Dr. Bob Wilkin and Sean Lazar. Here's Grace in Focus.
Thanks for tuning to Grace in Focus. My name is Sean Lazar.
Hi, I'm Bob Wilkin.
We're taking your questions, radio@faithalone.org. Send them to us, radio@faithalone.org. Here's a question from Josh. He says, what's your take on the last part of Romans 11:22, where it says, otherwise you too will be cut off? Now, he doesn't specify why he's asking that question, but usually when I hear that verse being referred to, people are always using it as a proof text to deny that the believer is eternally secure. Doesn't being cut off here mean that you lose your salvation? We have a great commentary on Romans. It was by Zane Hodges, who taught New Testament Greek and exegesis at Dallas Theological Seminary, called Romans Deliverance from Wrath. And we've put a condensed version of that in the newest edition of the Grace New Testament Commentary, which is our one-volume commentary on the New Testament. Instead of buying a study Bible, I would recommend that you buy a copy of that commentary. Our one-volume New Testament commentary is really going to give you a lot more information without overwhelming you. You know, it's not like an academic commentary.
Yeah, 665 pages, so it's not too big.
And that covers the whole New Testament. And we have a condensed version of Hodges' Romans commentary in there. Well, let me read 11:22, Romans 11:22. Therefore, consider the goodness and severity of God on those who fell severity, but toward you goodness, if you continue in his goodness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off.
Okay, well, there's several things. First of all, Romans breaks down into several sections. The justification section is 3:21 to 4:25. The sanctification section is basically 5:1 to the end of chapter 8, 8:38. Then 9, 10, 11 is all about God's promises to Israel and how God does not revoke his promises.
So this is really key. How do most people usually proof text from Romans 9 to 11?
Romans 9, they say, is about election to everlasting life, which that's not at all what it's talking about, what they say.
Right. They proof text it as if in that chapter it's all about God choosing individuals to have eternal life or choosing people to go to hell forever, like Pharaoh and his heart getting hardened.
And they're reading their theology into it. And they do the same thing in Romans 11:22. You've got this olive tree, and you've got the Gentiles grafted in. And then you say, well, wait a minute now, what's going on here? Well, if you took their view, you would say then the Apostle Paul's not born again, because he's not grafted in, and he's a Jew.
Right.
Peter wouldn't be born again, and no Jew would be born again, because it says there that right now the Jews are not grafted in.
Right.
And this goes back to Luke 24:21. And Luke 24 talks about the time of the Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that the Gentiles are going to trample down Jerusalem until the time of the Gentiles has ended. So what Paul is saying here is that we're currently in what's called the time of the Gentiles. The time of the Gentiles started somewhere between 33 and 70 AD. And it continues until either, some people would say, 1967, when Israel took control of Jerusalem,
mm-hmm.
or I think it's going to continue until the end of the tribulation, when
right.
the Gentiles are going to be desecrating the temple and they're going to be attacking Jerusalem.
Right.
And at the very end of the tribulation, Jesus is going to deliver them. And that's when the time of the Gentiles will end, mm-hmm. I think. But in any case, what Paul is talking about here is corporate.
You're talking about groups,
he's
not
saying
people.
Right now. And by the way, the tree is not the tree of salvation. It's the tree of blessing.
Well, let's back up. Let me see if I can translate what you just said. Here's what Romans is about. Romans chapter 3 and 4, and is 5 as well?
The beginning of 5, yeah.
Beginning of 5 is about how people are justified before God apart from Jewish law, basically any law. And then Romans 5, 6, 7, and 8 are about how people are sanctified, how they're freed from servitude to sin, also apart from Jewish law.
Right.
And then that raises the question, if you're a Jew, then what's the point of our religion?
Right.
What about all these promises that God made to us?
Right.
That's the question that Paul answers in chapters 9, 10, and 11, and up to 12, I think, too.
Well, at least to the end of 11, and that's where he says the gift and the calling of God are irrevocable.
And so now he's saying,
called Israel, and that's irrevocable.
So people said, you know, is God unjust? He made these promises, and now what, Israel's not believing these promises about the Messiah? They don't believe in the Messiah. What is God going to do with Israel? And so Paul now is talking about groups, Jews and Gentiles and the church.
Right. So what would it mean if the Gentiles as a group were cut off from this olive tree?
Mm-hmm.
What it would mean, Gentiles would no longer be in the place of blessing. So the church age would end. Then what we would have during the tribulation, as the church is raptured, during the tribulation, the focus shifts to Israel,
mm-hmm.
but the nations are still oppressing Israel.
Right.
So depending on how you see that, some people would see that as the time of the Jews during the tribulation. I'm inclined to think it's still part of the time of the Gentiles, even though the church has gone, the unbelieving Gentiles are still oppressing Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But in any regard, when the tribulation ends, Israel becomes the world power, and Israel is exalted. Of course, Romans 11:26 says, then all Israel will be saved.
Right.
That is, there's a day coming when Israel's going to be delivered from Gentile domination, and it means more than they're going to be born again. It means they're going to be delivered from wrath.
And so in 11:1, just to make clear that these are corporate issues, in 11:1 he says, I say then, has God cast away his people? So not individuals, his people as a group.
The chosen people.
Certainly not, for I am an Israelite, right? So he's talking about groups. And then he goes down in verse 11. He says, I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? Certainly not. But through their fall, to provoke them to jealousy, salvation has come to the Gentiles. And now he's talking about another group.
Another group, right.
So two groups. And it seems like Israel's fall is related to a blessing to the Gentile.
Right. When Israel fell, it resulted in this new group called the church, which is primarily made up of Gentiles. However, it is Jews and Gentiles united in one body. That's Ephesians chapter 2. There are believing Jews during the church age.
Right.
Paul's an example.
Right.
Peter's an example. The other apostles are examples.
And so when Paul is saying, verse 14, if by any means I may provoke to jealousy those my flesh and save some of them, for if they're being cast away, if the Jews as a group being cast away is the reconciling of the world, so because of their falling away, God was able to somehow magnify the gospel, preach the gospel all around the world now.
Yes.
What will their acceptance be? So Paul is foreseeing that in the future, they're going to be accepted again, right?
Right. And we probably should also understand that was taking place during the Old Testament times as well, but it's harder to see.
When God chose Abraham, what did he say to Abraham? I'm choosing you so that ultimately he'd be a blessing.
All the nations of the world
all the
would
nations.
Bless through you. Right.
God's selection of Israel was never to the exclusion of the world. It was always to bless the world through Israel.
Exactly. And there's basically three groups. Before the church age began, there were Jews and Gentiles. When the church age began, then you had the church, believing Jews and Gentiles, Israel, unbelieving Jews, and then you also had the nations, which
right.
were the unbelieving Gentiles. That same will follow through eternity, except there won't be any unbelieving Gentiles on the new earth.
Right.
It will be believing Gentiles, it will be believing Jews, and it will be the church. That's 1 Corinthians 10:32.
Right. So Paul continues, let's say in verse 17, and if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them became a partaker of the root and the fatness of the olive tree, do not boast against the branches. But if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you. Okay, so who was broken off and who was grafted in?
The Jewish nation was broken off, and that's easy to see because in 70 AD, Jerusalem was destroyed, the temple was destroyed, and over a million Jews died. They were basically dispersed around the Roman Empire, And it wasn't until 1948 that Israel became a nation again. So for 1900 years almost, Israel was not in the Promised Land. Well, Israel has been in the Promised Land since 1948, and it's led many dispensationalists to think, well, this tells us that he's got to come by 1988 or
right.
in 1967 when Jerusalem was taken. Okay, he has to come by 2007.
They did date setting.
They would add 40 years to some, you know, whatever the number is. I think a more accurate approach is it's always been true that Jesus could come at any time. It's the doctrine of imminence. And when he does come, the time of the Gentiles will end.
Verse 19 says, "You will say then, branches were broken off that I might be grafted in." So Israel was set aside so that the Gentiles could hear the gospel. "Well said, because of unbelief they were broken off, and you stand by faith. But do not be haughty, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he may not spare you either." This is a collective you.
Right. He's not talking about the eternal destiny of Gentiles. He's talking about there is a time coming when the Gentiles will be cut off from the place of blessing.
Right.
And that place of blessing will fall to Israel.
Right.
And of course, in the millennium, we're told that anyone who doesn't come up to Jerusalem during the feast times in any of the nations, they'll have droughts. God said, "I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you."
Right.
Well, God still applies that, but it's really going to be evident when the millennium is in place much more than it is now, because then we're going to have Jesus ruling and reigning on earth.
What I get out of this passage, and we've got to end here, is Paul is warning these Gentiles, don't look down on the Jews. Don't delight in their being cut off, because in God's plans, as you said, his blessing can go right back to the Jews and then leave the Gentiles.
And it will.
And it
will soon.
That's his promise. Well, if you want to find out more about what Romans 11 means, I really recommend that you get a copy of Zane Hodge's Romans Deliverance from Wrath. I tell you what, I'll give a free copy to the first five people who ask for Romans Deliverance from Wrath. Write us at radio@faithalone.org.
Thank you, gentlemen, for that great discussion on eternal security. I know that we need a reminder of that from time to time. Do you like what you're learning on the show? Well, there's more where that came from. We would love for you to come visit us at our website. It's faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We've got all kinds of free resources on our site. One of which is really popular, is our free magazine. It comes out 6 times a year. It's full color and it's completely free. Subscribe on the website and it will show up in your mailbox hassle free. It's faithalone.org. Another reason to visit the site is to learn a little bit more about becoming a financial partner with Grace in Focus. All gifts are tax deductible and very much appreciated because it's how we stay on the air. You ever have one of those questions that keeps you up at night? I know that I do sometimes. Well, if you've got a question, comment, or feedback, we want to hear from you. Send us a message at radio@faithalone.org. radio@faithalone.org. Well, tomorrow on the program, we're going to take a look at Matthew chapter 7 and determine whether or not the fire mentioned there is talking about hell. So you don't want to miss that episode. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. And until next time, let's keep Grace in focus.